Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yetshalom. We're now in Masechet Yoma, Daf Yod Tet Amud Bet. The Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, this is Mishnah Zion in Perak Aleph. Bikeshlit Namnem, if the Kohen Gadol was nodding off at night, and remember we do not want to let him sleep, Perchei Keuna Makin Lefanav Be'etzbat Sfrada. The young Kohanim around him would be making noise with Etzbat Sfrada. We'll see what that means. Vomimlo, Ishi Kohen Gadol, and they would tell him, get up and do something, ala mitzpah, we'll see what that means. Sounds like put one foot on the mitzpah. They keep him busy until it's time for shchita tatamid. Now, my tzrada, what's the tzrada? I'm Rav Yehuda tzarata deda, the one next to it. What is that? Mahi godel, meaning it's the forefinger, which is next to the thumb. And they would snap and make a lot of noise. So Machvi Rav Huna in the Beit Midrash of Rav showed what that was like. Azal Kol B'Chulei B'Rav, and the sound went through the whole Beit Midrash. Okay, from Rimlo Yishiko and Gadol Feg Achat Leitzpah was an Amar Yitzchak Al Chadat. What is Feg Achat Al Chadat? I mean, come do something new. My he, what's that? Amrilei Achve Kida. Show us that special kind of bowing that only the Kohen Gadol knows how to do. It's very tricky, and the idea is that would wake him up. They wouldn't keep him awake with music, with sweet instruments, because that would make him go to sleep. Ela bapeh, by singing. What would they say? Which, of course, is a beautiful parak, but also teaches a lesson that without Hashem's help, he can't do anything, and he needs to be aware that everything is very fragile. Now, some of the important people of Shalayim would stay up all night, and they would be learning, and the voice sounds would reverberate at night through Shalayim, and the Kohen Gadol would hear it and stay awake. Even after the Churban, they would do the same thing, and stay up all night on Yom Kippur learning. But it led to bad things, because they weren't able to stay awake and learn. And they did terrible stuff. He says that's actually referring to Nehardea. So Eliyahu's told this great Rav Yehuda, the brother of Avsalah Hasida, who was known as something of a charismatic or a mystic, Amritu Amaylo Ati Mashiach, you guys are complaining Mashiach hasn't come. Vayidna Yom HaKippur, he says, tonight Yom Kippur, people come up to Tulta Ardea. There's several virgins have been, had relations on Yom Kippur, is what happens. They would stay up late, and they'd be socializing, and it would lead to pritsut. So Amarle HaKodesh Baruch Hu Mayamar, so he said to Eliyahu, what does God have to say about this? Amarle, Bapeta Chatat Rofeitz. Sin is waiting at the door. It's like Hashem understands. For Satan Mayamar, what does the Satan, the prosecuting attorney, have to say about this? Satan, Yom Kippur, lately Rishuta Listune. He said the Satan doesn't have any power in Yom Kippur. Mimai, what's this, the allusion to this? Amar Marchama HaSatan, Gematria Tlat Me'avashitin V'arba'ahavu. It's 364, the Gematria of Satan. Tlat Me'avashitin V'arba'ahavu, Eat Le'Rishuta Listuni. He can only operate 364 days in a solar year. Yom Kippur, Eat Le'Rishuta Listuni. But on Yom Kippur, he can't. Okay, the next Mishnah Chet, the final Mishnah. Every day, Trumat HaDeshen, which is cleaning off part of the ashes on the Mizbeach, would happen around the time of Kriyat HaGever, the calling of the Gever. We'll see what that means. Around that time, Ben Fan Ben Lacharav, a little before, a little after. So that's a little before, around dawn. Yom Kippur would be at midnight. Ragalim, Ashmar Rishonan, Ragalim, during the three pilgrimage festivals, it would be from the end of the first watch, which is before midnight. And by the time Kriyat HaGever came, and the Regalim, the Azara was filled with Jewish people. Now, Tanatan. The Mishnah in Zvachim says, let's say of limbs that fell off the Mizbeach. If it's before Chatzot, put them back up, and let them continue burning. And if you do use them, there's Yuchai from Elah. You don't have to put them up. There is no Me'ilah. Now, where's this midnight as a dividing line? Amarav, here's the source. Katuv echadomer kol arayla v'hiktir, that you're supposed to burn the Evarim of the Olah all night. that it stays up all night, and the Kohen lifts the stuff off, which sounds like you do the Trumata Deshen anytime during the night. Haketzad, so how could it be all night, leave it, and all night take it off? Chalkeyu, that's just divide the night in half. Chetzol laktorah, chetzol laharamah. Half the night it burns, and half the night you take it off. So at midnight, everything changes. But Meitiv Avkana, Avkana challenges that. We have these varying times of when to do Trumat HaDeshen. We saw Kadaita Chatzot Doraita. If you think Chatzot is Doraita based on your Psukim, Hecha Bekad Mina, and how can we make it earlier? Hecha Machrin, and how can you make it later? Ela Amar B'Yochanan, because we said that usually it's much later than Chatzot, and once in a while it's earlier. Rabbi Yochanan, he says that's not the reason that that we do it these various times. Why does it say kol alayla araboker? Kol alayla means araboker. What's all about araboker? Saying boker lebokosh alayla. It means make it earlier than the normal early time at the end of the night. In other words, even though normally night is over at dawn, for Trumat HaDeshen you have morning start earlier. You do it right around dawn. We'll see what Kriyat HaGever means in the next passage. Sagyan, that's good enough. Yom HaKippurim, there's another consideration. Ikachulsha the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is going to be weak. He's got a lot of avodah to do. So let's do Trumat HaDeshen earlier. Avdin Mechatzot. So we do it a Chatzot. Regalim, and Vishi Yisrael, and Vishi Korbanot on the Regalim. There's a lot of Korbanot, a lot of stuff to do, a lot of people coming in. They go back to the first Ashmura and do the Trumat HaDeshen. Because when the Kriyat HaGever would happen on the Regal, by that time, the whole place would be filled with Yisrael. And so therefore, we do Trumat HaDeshen even earlier because there's so much more to do in preparation. Now, my Kriyat HaGever, what is Kriyat HaGever? Ravamar Kara Gavra. It means that a man would make some sort of declaration announcing the beginning of the day. Rabashila Mar Karantanagola. He says, no, Gever means a rooster. Now, here's a story about this. Rav Ikla Trade Rabashila. Rav, who was evidently somewhat known but not the superstar Rav that he would be, came to Rav Shila's town. You have to remember the protocol in the Beit Midrash in Bavel was that the Chacham would come in, and he would teach, but he would teach quietly, speaking to an Amora, who would then be his loudspeaker to publicize what he was saying. Rav came into Rabbi Shila's Beit Midrash and saw there was no Amora. Come Rav, Alev, come a Farish. Rav stood, and he acted as the Amora. Rabbi Shila didn't know who he was. And then, my Kriyat HaGever, Rav himself said, Kara Gavra. It means a man makes a declaration. In other words, Rav was giving his own interpretation. Amalei Rabbi Shila. Rabbi Shila turned to him and said, "V'leimah mar kara tanagole. Why don't you say it's a rooster?" Amalei abuv lachari zemer. Agardoi lo makablu amine. He says because you have a fine tube for noblemen, it's used for an instrument, and for a simple worker, or a loom weaver, he doesn't understand what that means. In other words, you don't get it. And then he goes and explains. When I was with my uncle Rabbi Chia in Eretz Yisrael in Rabbi's Beit Midrash, Farishta, my Kriyat HaGever Kara Gavra, and I said the same thing, that Kriyat HaGever in our Mishnah means a man makes a declaration, meaning a man calls out, it's morning, from Rabbi Volomidi. Rabbi Chia didn't correct me. Viatamartli, Ema Kara Tanagola, and you're telling me I should change Tanagola? Who are you relative to my relative, Rabbi Chia? Amalei Marni Rav. So Rishila said, "You're Rav? Nerach Mar, please sit down. Don't be an Amora." Marli Amri Inshi Itagret Le Putz Amre. We have a statement that if you've already gone to business with him, bust apart his wool, meaning finish the job. I'm going to finish the job. And Ikad Amri Achem Marli Malim Bakodesh Flo Moridin. The other one is Malim Bakodesh, which means I really can't step down until you find somebody who's of my stature or better to take over. So I'll continue. In any case, he continued. So you see that this machloket Rav and Rabbi Shila about what Kriyat HaGever meant was something that sort of played out between the two of them. An unusual case. Tanya Kavateta Rav, Tanya Kavateta Rabbi Shila. We have a brighta supporting each of them. The brighta supporting Rav will be significantly longer, or the brighta and its analysis. Tanya Kavateta Rav, Gvini Kruz Mahu Omer. This is the Mishnah Shkalim. He is the declarant in the morning who would announce that it was time to begin the Avodah. Imdu kwanim lavaratchem levimdu chanchem Yisrael lma'amadchem. He would tell everybody to get up and to get to their positions in the Mikdash. Vayakol nishma mishalosh parsaot. You could hear his voice three parsaot away. Agrippus, the king, who was very friendly to the Chachamim, heard his voice from three parsot away. He came home to his palace and he sent matanot to this Gvini cruise. But the Kohen Gadol is even better than that. Tamar Kfarma Anashem in the Vidui. The Kohen Gadol would say Anashem Vinishma Kol Biricho. They'd already hear his voice in Yericho. It's three times as far. It's 10 parsot away. Even though on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is a little weak, and the Gvini cruise isn't weak early in the morning. On Yom Kippur, it's the middle of the day. Here, it's still nighttime when sound travels further. Nonetheless, the Kohen Gadol still blasted it much further. Why doesn't sound carry as well during the day? So the sun is kind of sawing its way through the firmament, just like a carpenter is sawing into cedar wood. And therefore, what happens is that the day naturally has the sound affected by the sun, so it makes your own sounds not go as far. That sawing is called lo. That's its name. Which literally means all the people who live on the world are not considered at all, or they're considered like lo. Lo becomes suddenly a noun. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Malek Galgal Chama Nishma Kol Hamona Shel Romi, Malek Kol Hamona Shel Romi Nishma Kol Galgal Chama. If it were not for this powerful sound of the sun, whatever this is, we would be able to hear the many, 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 many people in Rome making all the noise of the daily activities. And if it were not for that sound, we would hear the sun. But they balance each other out. Tana Rabbanan, Shalosh Kolor Ochim Yisof Alam Ve'al Sof. There's three sounds that go from one end of the earth to the other. We had Kol Galgal Chama, the sun, Kol Amanasho Romi, the multitudes in Rome, the Kol Neshama B'Shashi Yotzei Min HaGuf, and the sound of a Neshama leaving the body when it dies. V'yeshomim Af Lida, some say birth. V'yeshomim Af Ridya. And some people say that the malach, who's in charge of watering the ground, and so when it rains, that's a sound that goes through the world. Now, Ubal Rabbanan Rachami on Neshama B'Shash Yotzei Min HaGuf U'Itlua. The Rabbanan prayed that the sound of the Neshama leaving should be quieter, and they were able to cancel that out. Now, that's all the part of the Braita and the analysis of the Braita supports Rav, that Kriyat HaGever means a man called out, like we saw Gvini Cruz was a guy who would announce the beginning of the day, and his voice is very loud, and Agrippus liked it, wasn't as loud as the Kohen Gadol, etc., but it's all supporting the idea that Kriyat HaGever is a man. Tanya Kavitad Rabbi Shila, we have a Braita that supports Rabbi Shila. Said Derech Kodem Kriyat HaGever, if you go leave your house, you go out on a trip before Kriyat HaGever, the Movero show, you're taking your life in your own hands. Shiomer Anshi Shaneh. That you have to wait to leave until he actually makes two sounds. Shem Anshi Shaleh. Some people think he said until he makes three sounds. Now that's not a person, that's a rooster. Crows once, crows twice, crows three times. Ezer Tarnigol Amar. By the way, what kind of rooster are we talking about? Tarnigol, man, only an average Tarnigol. Alright, so we do have a Braita that seems to say Kriyat HaGever refers to a rooster. Okay, we'll pick it up with the final podcast of this parak next time. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.